Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
David Ray Griffin coming up. But first, let's keep going to calls here for a living legend, Anthony J. Hilder. Okay, he's here in queue. I'm going to skip ahead of some folks to go to him. Cody in Florida disagrees. Go ahead, Cody. You're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Jones. How are you doing?
Good.
Yes, I actually disagree about something you said, I think, a month ago about vaccines, about how the military, it's actually illegal to force them to take vaccines.
Okay, go ahead and put out your information.
Well, I looked into it, and I could only find a waiver for religious reasons that only went out to select branches. It didn't even cover all of them.
Okay, now let me give you the facts. Okay, are you listening? Do you have a pen and paper? Because I'm going to give you the facts. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
This deals with people's lives here. When you sign that corporate indentured servitude contract, and that's what it is, same thing sharecroppers, indentured servants on slave ships 300 years ago coming to this country signed, you corporately waive your rights, but they're not allowed to shoot you or kill you. Are they allowed to feed you pesticides? Are they allowed to chop your fingers off? No, they can't violate the military code. So they can, by color of law, intimidate you into the fact that they're supposedly allowed to do that. But your drill sergeant isn't allowed to pull your teeth out with pliers, are they? No. Now, you corporately agree, and then you can be dishonorably discharged because under the corporate agreement you've signed with the International Crime Syndicate, the private corporation, you've agreed to that in a fair adjudication. You're like on probation with them, is how the color of law works. But under federal law, they cannot force you to take any experimental vaccines, smallpox, anthrax, and they have to tell you what it is when they give it to you. You can still say no, there may be consequences. But they cannot give you experimental vaccines without your consent. That's what I was saying. And they certainly can't say, we won't tell you what this is, then they give it to you and a whole bunch of the troops die. That's what I was saying.
Cody, when you talk about the military, you know, you see the advertisements that says, be Army strong. Yes. You know, it's smart to be in the military. It is never smart to surrender your rights and your sovereignty and your life to an organization that is controlled by the President of the United States when the President of the United States is using the U.S. military against the people.
We're not against the military. We're against, like Hitler took control of the German military. You see, the military is openly run by foreign crime syndicates. You understand that?
Yes, and could I explain what kind of my theory was?
A theory? I'm telling you the facts. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, for a while I was wanting to join. I was hoping to be part of one of the good guys to hopefully someday, if there could be a second revolution, be a part of that in the military structure.
See, it's not a matter of being Army strong. It's being Army dumb. We have a football player that played that decided he wanted to surrender his career and join, and he was killed over in Afghanistan.
And he found out it was
fire.
A scam, so they fragged him. He didn't want to guard opium fields. So you know what they did? They shot him, and he was still alive, and they walked right up and sprayed him right in the face.
Yeah, it's Pat Tillman, right?
That sound good?
That's Pat Tillman. In fact, he's in our film. We talk about that story in Skull and Bones. Well, the Catholic connection. We have to utilize this information effectively. Alex has got this film, his films, out around the world. They take them, God knows where.
Yeah, that's a huge part of the solution. Listen, I'm out of time. I'm not trying to be mean to you. Cody, you can call me back someday, and I'll be happy to talk to you. It just scares the daylights out of me, thinking about all these good young men and women that join the military. Have you heard about Project Shad, Cody? When they spray the troops with nerve gas and kill them?
Yes.
Why would you join something run by psychopathic killers that'll kill you? You understand the Army's main job shipping narcotics in here? This is not our military. They find out you're a good guy, they'll put you in the front lines. If you're a criminal, they'll promote you into black ops. Anthony Hilder, it has been great having you on. Fire out your website.
Oh, yes, it's Free World Filmworks, freeworldfilmworks.com.
Thank you, Anthony. We're out of time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, for the next hour, maybe even hold him over, but if he can, take some calls. David Ray Griffin is our guest. He's written, what, 3 books, or is it more now? A very scholarly, very piercing, and very effective, waking up intellectuals, the intelligentsia on both sides of the controlled left-right paradigm. And he was one of the first, you know, real heavyweight researchers and academics to come in for the big win for 9/11 Truth. This isn't something that's 7 years ago. False flag terror is one of the main tools used by the military, industrial, banking, pharma complex to have control. They're now orchestrating this economic implosion to hand full power over to the Treasury, basically privatizing it with the Federal Reserve to take over the entire economy. I've got the bill here. It is unbelievable. We'll cover that in the next hour in more detail. But we must expose false flag terror, or the establishment will continue to use it. You know, we've gone from being laughed at to Willie Nelson, you know, former governors, Italian presidents, CIA section chiefs, best actress, hundreds of architects and engineers and physicists. It's gaining momentum. The new NIST report has fallen right on its face. They had to throw out 5 previous reasons, they said. 25% of the building scooped out, fuel oil tanks, bad construction. Wrong, 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 wrong. So just in their face. And we're going to be talking about this with David Ray Griffin today. But first off, sir, and then I want to run through your books for folks that don't know about them. We carry several of them at InfoWars.com. Just your take on this journey, this quest, this saga, this road of exposing orchestrated government terror. I mean, now we have Cy Hirsch talking about Cheney wanting to attack our own ships with Navy SEALs to blame it on Iran. Now we have even people like Keith Olbermann talking about it on MSNBC. I mean, I don't think we've been in this battle so hot and heavy and up close to it. You pull back. I know you've done this as a philosopher. I mean, pulling back, are you seeing the same thing I'm seeing, that we've just had unbelievable victories?
Well, in one respect, yes, and another respect, no. The respect in which the movement is much stronger, as you say, people are coming a little closer in the mainstream to saying something like what we've been saying. But on the other hand, it's still verboten to come out and say it explicitly about 9/11. You can talk about other things, but you can't say, well, of course, 9/11 was one of these. You can kind of hint around it, as Keith Olbermann does, but you can't come right out and say it. So in that respect, we have not broken through, obviously. But on the other hand, the makeup of the 9/11 truth community is so radically different now than it was when you started things, and then when I got involved in early in 2003, and then when I wrote my first book, which was the end of 2003, came out in 2004, The New Pearl Harbor, they could still, with, you know, not too much implausibility, dismiss us as a bunch of conspiracy theorists or kooks who really didn't know much about the things we were talking about, because we didn't have any real expertise. And they could say, well, you know, you don't have pilots who verify what you're talking about. You certainly don't have architects and engineers. Why, you don't even have any physicists, and so on and so on. Well, then, you know the story. We early on got, I forget exactly when it was that Jones came on. I think
we know the story, but a lot of listeners may not grasp it. So walk through that.
Yeah, well, first of all, we started getting scientists involved. An organization was begun that was called Scholars for 9/11 Truth. Then there was some disagreement there, and it split into two groups. One of them became called Scholars for 9/11 Truth and Justice, and most of the scientists in the movement went with that group. And so we have a growing number of physicists and chemists and other scientists who joined the movement, and they would still dismiss it and say, well, you know, physicists don't really count with the World Trade Center. That's for architects and engineers. Well, in 2006, then, Richard Gage heard a presentation about explosives in the towers, literally pulled off the side of the road to listen to it because it was so shaking to him, and then started Architects and Engineers. And within a year, the anniversary passed only recently, he had over 400 people with licensed architects and engineers calling for a new investigation. Then, you know, along the way, we got veterans for 9/11 Truth, pilots for 9/11 Truth, and most recently, firefighters for 9/11 Truth.
Veterans for 9/11 Truth. We've had all these former CIA section chiefs in Berlin. That's the chief post, you know, four sections. You know, Bill Christensen saying absolute inside job, and Ray McGovern saying clearly they've staged terror and they're all over this, and Bob Baer came on this show and said all the evidence says inside job. I mean, just it's just incalculable the people that have gone public.
Yeah, now, but still the mainstream, and still a major, you know, the majority of the left who control left-leaning publications still stay completely away from it. They would even, you know, it wasn't too long ago that Alexander Coburn of Counterpunch and wrote in The Nation that we were a bunch of conspiracy kooks who knew nothing about the real world. Well, he just showed he knew nothing about the evolution of the 9/11 truth movement.
And then Chomsky came out and said on video, okay, if it's an inside job, so what?
Yeah, and So in that respect, neither with the mainstream nor with the majority of the publication-dominated left have we made progress. But on the other hand, the story that we have for people who will look at it with an open mind and look at the evidence that we have, plus the quality of the people who now endorse this evidence, it is what you can call now a slam dunk. That the official story is false, and that on the other hand, the contrary to that is that it was an inside job. Now people can differ on the details of how the inside job.
But we know the official story is a manifest fraud. And I want to go into that and talk about the NIST report and your latest book. But you know, we go and interview Amy Goodman for Truth Rising that just came out 3 months ago. And she says, yeah, we need to investigate. They could have blown up Building 7. Michael Moore, he's in Truth Rising. He says, yeah, a lot of firefighters and cops I know said there was a countdown and bombs in Building 7, and it could have been blown up. So, I mean, even Michael Moore is starting to come out. And, you know, that is just so exciting. And then you look at the establishment's counter to us, and it's so flimsy, and they won't debate most of the time. I mean, they act very guilty, don't they?
Well, yeah, just the other day, you know, we know that that you and other people have tried to get people who would come on and defend the official account, you know, people with any authority, any credibility to defend the official account, and they won't do it. And that happened to me on 9/11. A French TV station had lined me up for an interview that morning, and when I got on my computer and read my email, they said, oops, sorry. We couldn't find a single person in the English-speaking world who would agree to debate you, who would agree, you know, to defend the official story in a public debate. So they write all these documents where they can just shout out, you know, their megaphone, here's the truth, but then they refuse to have any public discussion. You know, it was a couple years ago that the spokesperson for NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, said that no NIST scientists would participate in any public discussion with scientists from the 9/11 Truth Movement. So they know that what they're saying is, you know, a big lie, and they know they can't defend it with people who know what they're talking about. So, like Sarah Palin, they just keep quiet.
Absolutely. We're going to break here in a few minutes, but particularly today, I wanted to get your take, your analysis on the new NIST report, because they contradict the previous statements and previous reports. And so it appears that their official story is bleeding to death or is dead on the carpet in front of us, and they somehow declared that their last report was some victory, I guess hoping no one would read it?
Well, that no one in the news media would report on what was in it and all the falsehoods and, you know, extreme exaggerations and implausibilities that the 9/11 Truth Movement has already brought out.
And new phenomenons like thermal expansion and magnetics. I mean, it's something new here. And now we've got other federal branches and other groups saying are suing the government, saying we can't put in new building codes off this science. It doesn't make sense.
Well, you know, they all know this is a fraud, so they're just going to say, well, yeah, that report is true, but on the other hand, we don't have to take it serious. We don't have to do anything about it because, you know, we know it's not true, but publicly we will say it's true.
Well, it's been said the new form of demolition is to have a Bic lighter, go into a building, light a few filing cabinets on fire, and the whole thing's going to fall down perfectly in a neat pile.
Yeah, you can save tens of millions of dollars. You know, you don't have to hire these controlled demolition companies anymore. You just find figure out that the people who built the building were so stupid, they would build it so that all, you know, if they've got 81 columns, that 80 of them will all depend on one. So all you have to do is find that one critical volume and cause it to go sideways, and the whole building will collapse in virtually free fall speed.
Yeah, all buildings now. Of course, they never collapsed before, but now, since they did 9/11, it's completely normal. So they're going to have to rebuild all the buildings. David Ray Griffin's our guest back in just a few minutes, and we'll go into whatever areas he wants to. And later, if we have time, take some of your phone calls. We'll also give out his website and tell you about some of his books. InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are my websites, updated with unbelievable info daily.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 24th, 2008. Gold opened this morning at $898. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $924.12, $462.06 for half ounce, and $231.03 for quarter ounce. That's $924.12, $462.06, and $231.03.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Folks, I just want to tell you before I forget, we got a huge guest Monday. I'm just going to leave it at that. Just wait. It's big. Real big. Could be as big as Willie Nelson or Charlie Sheen. All right, let's go back to David Ray Griffin. David, you got the floor. Where do you want to start? What's most important for us to get into?
Well, I don't know. Have you talked? You've probably talked a whole lot about Barry Jennings.
Absolutely, but let's discuss that. I want to get your perspective.
Well, I do discuss it at some length in my new book, The New Pearl Harbor Revisited, which is my seventh book about 9/11. And the purpose of the book, it's to, some people have thought it's an updated edition of New Pearl Harbor. Not at all. It's a completely new book, and the idea is that the two books are to be read together. The New Pearl Harbor tells you the story up until about 2004, and then the New Pearl Harbor takes it from there, beginning with the 9/11 Commission report and then the NIST report and so on and so on. With regard to Jennings, of course, it's very convenient now that that he has died, and it's convenient because he could have, if interviewed, contradicted, and quite likely would have contradicted, both the BBC report about him and then what the NIST report says here. The new NIST report on Building 7 does mention his reporting an explosion, but here's what they say in case you haven't heard this yet. They say, well, if he had heard an explosion or felt an explosion that was the explosion that brought the building down, then he would have died. And that's their rebuttal to the notion that he reported an explosion, because their general topic is, were any explosions going off in the building? And so they give you this false dilemma. Either there were no explosions in the building, or Barry Jennings, they don't use his name, or Barry Jennings reported an explosion that would have killed him, and therefore it's not true. That is the level of the whole NIST report, that kind of false dilemma. In case there are some listeners who don't know what Jennings told, and of course this was revealed first of all upon your show, was that he got there early that morning, he and Hess, and then they were going down the stairs. They were told to get out of there. And so it would have been about 9:15 that they felt this enormous explosion on the sixth floor, went back up to the eighth floor, and waited at least an hour and a half, that's what Hess said, before they were rescued. And so here was an explosion, enormous explosion in the building early that morning. What NIST said was that when they couldn't, tried to go down the elevator and it wouldn't work, that was because the South Tower had come down, and of course that was 9:59. And then when they got down and thought they felt an explosion, that was really just the North Tower collapsing. So they just felt the effects of the North Tower collapse, which was at 10:28. Well, that was ridiculous, too. That means it would have taken all that time from 9:59 to 10:28, 29 minutes to get down, 15-some flights of stairs. And Jennings said he was running, hopping down, jumping down. They were getting out of there, they thought, as fast as they could. So that's what NIST said, and so when the BBC did its story on Building 7, they had interviewed Jennings, and I'm sure he would have told them exactly what he told Dylan Avery that was played on your show, as far as the times, and yet they put it within their time framework, so they made it appear that when he was talking about this explosion, it was at 10:28 when the North Tower came down. And so then they had to say that he and Hess weren't rescued until afternoon in order to allow the hour and a half after 10:28. And, of course, Hess was giving an interview before noon a half mile away.
Stay so there. Let's talk about this on the other side. Barry Jennings, our guest right now is David Ray Griffin. Seven books. I know I've read three of them. We carry three of them at InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
You know, I know exactly what you're thinking when it comes to this economy. The banks are crashing, the stock market's a mess, there's the mortgage crisis, there's the lending crisis, there is the food and gasoline prices through the ceiling crisis, and we're paralyzed a little bit. We don't know exactly how to respond to it. I don't know what to say. What can you do? Do what you can do. That's what you do. You do what you can do. What I can do is I can put some food away. I know there's a global food shortage. I can read it. I can go to eFoodsDirect.com, read hundreds of articles about this. I can go up on the Google website and Google food shortage and see the world's a mess. I know it. You know it. Look at the prices. Look where they're headed. Be prepared. Take care of yourself. You owe your family some security, some sense of self-being. A little bit of self-reliance is a good idea right now. Get some food from eFoodsDirect.com. Go up to eFoodsDirect.com right now. Look, hey, you don't even have to can your own food anymore. We canned it for you. That's 1-800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. 1-800-409-5633. Call us now.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
You know, I can't stand it. We got a mega huge guest coming on. It's like 5-6 days out. I get the butterflies. It's exciting. David Ray Griffin is our guest, another important guest. I'm very glad that he has joined us today. Barry Jennings died August 19th. We began hearing it days after, little blurbs on YouTube, Google, message boards. We did in-depth Google searches, Yahoo searches, LexisNexis, could find nothing. We even bought data packages on his neighbors, his home, everything. Called his house over and over again. They wouldn't call us back. It was the Jennings residence. We confirmed that with folks that had his number. And then we started calling his office over and over again. They wouldn't tell us if he was dead or not. And finally they did. The spokesman called us back. The names, everything are on the story at Infowars.com. Yes, he's dead. That's confirmed with the names from the New York Housing Authority. It's confirmed. And we were walking through. I mean, the fact that he and Hess go out on TV that day with dust all over him and say, yeah, explosions in the building, barely got out, this guy saved me. And we were in Building 7. Nobody was in there. Then you've got Giuliani and Kennedy with FEMA saying, oh, yeah, we were doing drills that day of an anthrax attack. We were out of the building, Tripod 2, the night before. We were told to get out that morning that the building was going to fall. This is before either tower had fallen, Building 7. And then Giuliani and Kennedy said, oh, that's a mistake, or we never said that. They gave both stories. And then it came out in other testimony that he had indeed said that, and now he admits it. I mean, there's so much lying going on here. Let's keep walking through all of that and talk about, it's a little suspicious that that they won't tell us how he died, and it's so secret there's not even an obituary of a deputy emergency manager of that department. But David Ray Griffin, please continue.
Well, yeah. This new NIST report then, you know, we had revealed, you had done it on your show, Dylan had done it, Jason's doing it, that Barry told this story that is very different from what NIST and the BBC told. And the crucial point has to do with the timing, because the issue is, was there a massive explosion, at least one, actually he reports on more, in the building early that morning, and they try to claim that that it was just the collapse of the North Tower, which didn't occur till 10:28. And so, as I said, they then argued in the earlier NIST reports that he and Hess, again, they didn't use their names, but it's very clear who they're talking about, were not rescued until 12:10 to 12:15. And as I said, Hess was giving an interview on the street a half mile away, either at 11:34 or 11:57 that morning.
And that's live television. That's, I mean, so it's on record. That's wrong.
That's right. And we've just published this on the internet now. So I've got a long introduction that explains the significance of the Hess interview.
Give that address out. It's
on Piers, but if you just look under Michael Hess and building and World Trade Center 7, I think if you Google that, it should come up. I don't have the exact website in front of me here.
That's fine. Michael Hess, Building 7, it'll pop up.
Yeah, I think so.
Sure.
And then we publicized this discrepancy, the fact that Hess had was on the street, so he had to have been rescued by 11, or if this 11:57 time is right, I don't think it is, but if it is, at least by 11:30. And so about 45 minutes earlier than NIST claimed they were rescued. Well, so what do they do in the new report? They get rid of this 12:10 to 12:15 claim and make it appear that they were rescued about 11 o'clock that morning, which would have allowed Hess to have been on the street a half mile away about at 11:34, which is what I had reported in 9/11 Contradictions, my book just before this last one. So it looked like they just withdrew that claim and made and tried to adjust to what we had revealed. But the problem is what Barry Jennings had said in his testimony, which is that after he and Hess felt this enormous explosion, went back up to the eighth floor, looked out the window, and he said, as you recall, I looked one way, I looked the other way, the two towers, the twin towers, were still standing. So this means that what he felt occurred not only before the North Tower collapsed at 10:28, but also before the South Tower collapsed at 9:59. So this shows that their story is a flat-out lie. And had Jennings lived, he could have been interviewed, and this could have been all over YouTube with Jennings saying they flat out lied about what I told the BBC, and now NIST has flat out lied about when we were when I experienced this explosion.
But more than just that, and that's key. It was a key witness that had to be gotten rid of. you have Hess coming out right around the time he dies, denying everything, putting out, you know, things that we know aren't true, as you just laid out eloquently. Also, when you see there have been two different little BBC pieces, another one coming out that's reportedly got Jennings in it, and in that they don't even have him in there basically denying things. They have an actor going through the motions without Hess with him in the reenactment, and they tightly edit the real Jennings to where the only thing he really denies is saying, well, it looked like bodies or felt like bodies, but he's clear in the interview with us for Loose Change Final Cut that he's saying that, no, they were saying, don't look down, we're stepping over bodies.
Yeah, he said it, you can tell when you're walking over bodies.
Yeah,
there was no doubt about the fact that he reported that there were bodies on the floor of the lobby as he was being taken out of the building.
Just amazing. And now he's conveniently dead. And another eyewitness supposedly commits suicide who had been there reporting bombs going off in one of the main towers right around the same time. But we all know governments never assassinate anybody, so that's impossible.
Yeah. Now, so that's in the NIST report. That is, from my point of view, the most obvious flat-out lie. But there are so many others in the New Pearl Harbor Revisited. You know, I couldn't wait any longer for the NIST report on Building 7 because every year they had promised it's going to come out next year, and then they would delay, and it would be next year. So finally, I went ahead and went to press to get this book out, hopefully by 9/11 of this year. And then the NIST organization did finally publish their report. I had predicted what they would argue, given what they had said in the past, and that they were probably going to use this scooped out front of the building as a major claim. But as you said, they didn't make that. So everything they had been saying all these years, and, you know, news people and popular mechanics had all been confidently saying that there was no mystery about Building 7. NIST had essentially already solved it. They just hadn't quite put out their final report yet. And, in fact, if you remember, popular mechanics referred to NIST's interim report as definitive. And it clearly wasn't, because in this new report, they make up a new claim that is entirely implausible and continue to simply stonewall about all the evidence that contradicts it. That part of my prediction, I got right.
Well, they have a big problem.
Yeah.
I should elaborate on this, because you know, we in this movement of liberty and freedom and exposing false flag terror and other black ops, and we have a tendency to just glaze over our major victories. They've had to throw out, or partially throw out, or hopefully ignore, the five other reasons they gave for Building 7. You know, bad craftsmanship, improperly built, fuel oil tank blows up, steel weakened by fire, 25% of the south face scooped out by the north tower falling, on and on and on. And then now they've had to come out and say, okay, it wasn't that. But because they don't have to rewrite all of engineering, and because they don't want there to be liability on those that built it, because there really isn't liability, and they know that'll be fought and come out and in court impeach them, they've had to just say basically, okay, there's a new phenomenon, like they've discovered a new particle or they've discovered a new planet. I mean, this is a big deal in physics and in construction and in the history of engineering, thermal expansion and magnetic fields. I mean, they. You know, the Tooth Fairy was there. I mean, this is incredible. So this is a massive rout and defeat for them. They're just hoping people just hear, hey, open and shut, you heard what NIST said.
Well, that's right. And, of course, that's what the news channels did. They had the subtitle down there, 9/11 Mystery Solved, last remaining 9/11 Mystery Solved. But if anybody actually looks at the report, and anybody who's curious can read Kevin Ryan's preliminary critique based on their preliminary draft, which is on 9/11 Blogger, and he gives a pretty good summary of some of the main problems. But essentially, what they do, as you say, they gave up the claim. You know, earlier we were hearing, oh, the building had become a towering inferno and all that stuff, and, you know, it couldn't withstand such heat. Well, now they admit the temperatures really weren't very high, and they were really, you know, fires were burning on only a few floors, essentially only four floors where fires lasted very long. And then there's this, they call a new phenomenon. Of course, it's not a new phenomenon at all, that steel will expand if it gets hotter. But they say it expanded at remarkably low temperatures. That's what's amazing.
That's right. Doesn't it generally expand at about 2200, according to all the published? I went to major universities and UL studies of countless other fires, and they built the building for, you know, knowing that there might be fires and thermal expansion. And so magically we're seeing thermal expansion when it never happens at that temperature previously.
Yeah, and then remarkably, at even a very low temperature, the expansion was so great that it put pressure on column 79, and so that it made it move sideways and fail, and therefore cause all the other columns, 80 columns in the building, to fail.
The problem is real models have been done, and you wouldn't have that symmetrical collapse even if that column failed.
Well, no. And they try to get around that by claiming that it wasn't entirely symmetrical, because they say there was a whole lot going on below the surface that the cameras didn't show. And so you had some failure inside, but then it produced what appeared to be a symmetrical collapse, because it looked symmetrical from the outside, and appeared to be at virtually free fall speed. But they want to say it really started several seconds earlier, and then they count the initial collapse of the east penthouse as really the beginning of the collapse of the building, even though they admit, you know, that the global collapse didn't begin until 7 seconds before the whole thing had collapsed.
But we know in reality, in a real controlled demolition from the countless Las Vegas videos, they blow central columns first, so when they blow the outers, it falls in instead of out, damaging nearby real estate. Very hard to pull that particular type off so smoothly. So I guess it just magically mimics a beautifully done controlled demolition all by itself.
Yeah, and then their PR propaganda here is to say, well, you know, the people have been claiming this was at free fall speed, which would have been about 7 seconds. But really it wasn't. It was more like 13 seconds, and that's not close to free fall at all. And they do that by counting that the collapse of the east penthouse,
which is blown first.
Yeah, but the bulk of the building, what we normally think of as Building 7, they admit global collapse happened in, I think they put it, 6.9 seconds. Well, that is virtually free fall, and that is a remarkable phenomenon. Even if we say 13 seconds, that is so remarkable beyond what would happen with any real phenomenon.
Well, a lot of people like, you know, simple analogies, but take your iron cooking stove with blue flames under it, you know, that's over 2,000 degrees. I mean, you don't see it melting. You don't see it weakening. You don't see your fireplace grate melting. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. So besides that, then they ignore the fact that there was steel melted. And even though the FEMA report had come out and talked about this intergranular melting of steel that was sulfidized, you had steel that actually had holes developed in it, so it was described as looking like Swiss cheese, which the New York Times called the deepest mystery uncovered in the exploration of the World Trade Center collapses. And they specifically said that steel from both one of the towers and from Building 7 experienced this phenomenon and should be subjected to further study. What did NIST do? Didn't even mention it.
Now listen, you've been so close to this, David Rick Griffin, and close to the physicists and scientists. So let's dumb this down. I mean, people like me, let's explain. Let's say thermal expansion really did this, which of course didn't. You're just going to have weakening, bowing. You're going to have things pushing out and bowing and then falling apart. That's why you wouldn't get a pretty fall down. But with thermite, with explosive thermite, you're going to have popping. You're going to have burn holes. You see, to melt through steel, folks, especially to quickly melt through it, you know, where you have pitted holes and things, we're talking 3,500, 4,000, you know, not just steel melting at 2,700 to 3,300, depending on its type of steel. I mean, we're talking about mega temperatures here to just be, you know, blasting little burn holes in it. So nothing to do with thermal expansion. And then sulfidation is direct derivative and a byproduct of the thermite, correct?
That's right. And so their approach is to develop a theory and then ignore all the evidence that their theory won't fit.
Instead, the thermite theory, continued through scores of tests, continues to be validated through the scientific method over and over again. And NIST just so happens to be run by a bunch of top thermite experts. We'll talk about that when we get back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com, and I approve this message.
Take my chances on you again and again. Coming straight on for you. Now I'm strong. Straight On. Well, we carry three of his books at InfoWars.com. One I really like. They're all excellent. You could say definitive is the debunking 9/11 debunking. And these are great to give to somebody that believes that ridiculous popular mechanics book or who's never read it, just says, oh, that proves it. That proves the world is flat. Or that there really are leprechauns and pots of gold in Ireland. Debunking 9/11, debunking an answer to popular mechanics, Hearst Publishing, and other defenders of the official conspiracy theory. David Ray Griffin, available at InfoWars.com. He's been with us 5 minutes in the next hour. He would be longer if he's got another interview coming up. David, tell us how we get the new book.
Of course, at good bookstores everywhere. But it's on, available at Amazon. For some reason, they were very slow getting it, but it is available now. Or you can order it directly. If you want to order bulk at discount, you can order directly from the publisher, which is Interlink Books.
And give us your website. There's so many. I'm not even sure.
I don't have my own.
You're just all over everywhere. So I just guess. Google David Ray Griffin.
Yeah, you can find a lot of things that way.
Absolutely. Okay, we've got about total time, airtime, about 8 minutes left in this segment, the next. Any other key areas you want to cover?
Let me just mention some of the other things where I bring the story up to date. So in the second chapter, I focus on Flight 11 and the Pentagon. And there, you know, the support for the official story has been the eyewitness testimony. People who say, oh, well, sure, we saw a Boeing airplane, 757, coming in. And in this, I show that there's an enormous amount of eyewitness testimony on the ground, both inside and outside the building, far more than we had before, saying there simply was no plane. People come, and it's just like Shanksville, you know, they look around and say, well, where's the plane? You think you would see something. On the Bush attempt at, what happened to Bush at the school, the fact that he wasn't hustled out of there, I show that the White House even tried to change the story before that video surfaced that we've all seen in the Michael Moore movie. They tried to change the story on the first anniversary of 9/11 and said after Andy Card whispered in Bush's ear that Bush just sat there a second or two and got up and left the room.
I know, the incredible lies they try to feed the public.
Yeah. Now, probably the newest thing in the book for many readers will be the fact, stronger evidence that there simply were no hijackers. In fact, there are two kinds of evidence. That all the evidence that there were Muslim hijackers on the planes dissipates when looked at closely. And in some of the stories, you can see they just made them up. And then secondly, that there's evidence against there being any hijackers on the plane. So that the whole idea, and this is finally the bottom line, what it all comes down to, was America attacked by Muslims on 9/11? And one way to look at my book is a long argument saying absolutely no.
All right, stay there, David Ray Griffin. We'll be back in just 70 seconds for 5 more minutes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Now.